Alaska state troopers rescued a group of tourists late Friday night after they got stuck in their vehicle trying to get to a lodge about 20 miles north of Fairbanks near Chattanooga on an outing to view the Aurora Borealis. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Troopers say they got a 911 call around 8:30 p.m. Friday from a woman who said she and her three companions were stuck somewhere on a back road off the Steese Highway. The four women from Taiwan had missed the turn to the Aurora Borealis Lodge at around mile 20 of the Steese, where they'd planned to stay for a night of viewing the northern lights. Lodge owner Moke Kumagai says the Aurora were putting on a heck of a show that night.
Wow, incredible. Yeah, best of the season, I think.
Troopers say they were unable to locate the rental car that the four tourists were driving using the GPS locator in the caller's cell phone. So they searched that stretch of the Steese until they found vehicle tracks leading into an old mining road at around mile 24. Kumagai says most any local resident probably would have quickly realized that they'd taken a wrong turn and backed out onto the road, but the tourists didn't know any better.
If you lived here, 20 yards into the road, you would have thought, okay, this is not a road. Where they went in over 3 miles, but it's just amazing that they didn't get stuck before that, which I kind of wish they would have, because it would have been a lot closer and easier.
At around 10 p.m., troopers found the tourists' Toyota Camry, where they'd gotten stuck about 4 miles down the road. Kumagai arrived soon thereafter on his snow machine and helped troopers bring the tourists out and back to the lodge, where, he says, they finally got a chance to enjoy the evening's Aurora show. Kumagai says they seemed out of sorts that night, but generally in good spirits. But he says on Saturday they began to realize their ordeal could have ended up a lot worse. Troopers say the temperature that night was about 4 above and that winds were stiff.
I wouldn't say freaked out, but still not understanding the potential disaster that could have been. Until yesterday when they got the towing bill, I think they said, you know, it's a lesson learned.
Kumagai says he's never had a problem like this in the 5 years he's been running the lodge. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.